The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. This one is totally my son's expertise. So Brock, take it away.
If you have never gone live on Facebook, if going live on Instagram scares you to death, if you never even dreamt or imagined yourself downloading the app Periscope, if you had no idea that you could even go live on YouTube and LinkedIn, and even if you did, you wouldn't do it, this is the episode for you. I'm going to share with you a quick tip of how to go live for the first time and an idea for what your first live video could be. Personally, I love live video. Forget about that they get higher engagement than every other piece of most social media platforms. Forget about how they're much easier to create than most other content. Forget about the fact that they perform better once you're done with the live video than most other content. Forget about all of those awesome statistics. I love live video personally just because they excite me. They get my adrenaline pumping. They get me alive. They make me feel present in the moment. They make me feel sharp and on my game. So I love doing live videos, and actually they've never really been that scary for me. I've been blessed to be around a mom and a family that has been on TV a lot. And so I've been backstage, I've been on set. So being in front of the camera has never really scared me. I've been very blessed to be able to say that, but I know it is a big fear for some people. And I think one of the biggest steps you can take to overcoming that fear of camera shyness, overcoming the scaredness that you have to go live for the first time, is simply taking the first step. There was a study done by a group of psychotherapists who were trying to desensitize their patients from certain phobias that they had. For this example, I will specifically use one of their stories on research into fear of snakes. In order for their patients to overcome this fear of snakes, they had to gradually move towards the snake, quite literally. It began by standing behind one of those one-way mirrors. So the snake couldn't see inside the box, but the person was behind the mirror and they could see the snake on the other side. Then they opened the door to the room which the snake was in, and they viewed the snake from outside the room with the door open. Eventually, they stood in the doorway, they put one foot in the room, and over time, they worked their way to getting closer to the snake. And eventually, a lot of these patients ended up loving snakes, petting them, and saying things like, wow, what a beautiful animal, what a majestic animal, and even asking, can I touch it? Can I hold the snake? But the most important step was the first one. The most important step to conquering your fear of camera shyness is the first step. It's the most important and it's the toughest step. Once you go live on video, on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, the first time, every other time after that gets much easier and your performance improves significantly, exponentially. So I'm going to talk to you about the first step. You ready for the first step? Here it is. Open up the live video camera and press go live. 3, 2, 1, you're live on Instagram. Now I know what you're thinking right now. Number one, you're annoyed because you just spent the first 4 minutes of this episode waiting for some awesome tip. And all I told you to do was to open the camera and press the go live button. That's the first emotion you're feeling. And the second thing you're feeling is maybe even a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of, oh man, you kind of, your heart raced a little bit with the idea, imagining yourself going live for the first time. So here's a very simple idea. If you have never gone live for the first time, your first live video can be about the subject of never going live before. Here's your simple script for your first video, and it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be 5 minutes. In fact, it can only be about a minute long if you want it to be. All you have to do, press go live. Once that video starts, you can introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Brock Johnson. I'm a social media stories marketing coach. And if I'm being totally honest with you, I'm a little bit nervous right now. This is my first ever live video. I've never done this before. I'm not sure if I'm talking too fast. I'm not sure how I'm doing. I'm not sure how to even see if there are comments right now. But if you're watching this video, please be kind to me. I've never done this before, and I'm learning to do this because I know it's important to grow my brand on social media. And in fact, I'm going to commit to going live here on insert social media every week for the next month. What I just did is I kind of tricked you into committing to going live. But when you commit in your first video, all you have to do is introduce yourself and then commit to going live once a week for a month. When you commit, you suddenly just created accountability partners for yourself. Anyone who watched that live video knows that you promised you would be going live every Thursday at 9 a.m. on Instagram or every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Facebook. You made them that promise, and now you have accountability partners who you can't let down. And you just conquered your fear of going live. You just did it for the very first time. And literally, all you said was your name. You were authentic and honest in the fact that you're nervous and you're struggling and you've never done this before. And then you made a promise to your audience. You promised them that you would return maybe a week from now, maybe in a couple days, and give them some more content on a future live video. So if you've never gone live before, this is your calling card. There's a reason you are hearing my voice right now. And in fact, I'm going to start going live more often on Instagram with you. I'm going to start going live more frequently, at least once a week, from my channel, Brock11 Johnson on Instagram. In case you don't follow me already, you can check me out on IG. Again, Brock11 Johnson. And with you, I'm going to commit to going live once a week. Boom. I just did it. You are now my accountability partner and I am yours. If you can hear the sound of my voice, it is time to take the first step. It is time to begin inching towards the snake and actually go live on whatever platform you feel most comfortable. You don't have to be perfect. And in fact, you will never be perfect. Your hair doesn't have to look great. Your makeup doesn't have to look great. As long as you are comfortable, go on that live video, press 3, 2, 1. In fact, not even as long as you're comfortable. For a moment, we might have to step into the pain cave. We might have to step into that uncomfortableness. We might have to learn to make the uncomfortable comfortable and go live on social media. So again, very simple script. Introduce yourself. Authentically tell them how you're feeling about live videos, and then make a commitment to your audience and to yourself that you are going to start going live once a week or however often on whatever platform you are on. And until next time, happy networking, go live on whatever platform you are on, and keep storytelling.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.